did.
All right, we're good to go.
Okay, so I'd like to open the St. Bertolt Architectural Conservation District Commission meeting for 7/17/2019. It's approximately 5:15 p.m. Richard Henderson, Francois Elise, Deborah Wenholm, and Nick.
Hi.
Lamont is in attendance. So, item one, design review hearing, 20 Fulton Street.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yep. Mark McCass, legal counsel for the homeowners Leslie Lipschitz and Susan Shadler.
I'm Charlotte Lipschitz, architect, also daughter.
Super. So we were last before you in February for an advisory review hearing. And since that time, we then proceeded to have an abutters meeting with the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Services in April on our zoning issues. Went to the Zoning Board of Appeal on June 11 and received approval from the board for the restricted roof structure and the floor area ratio. Restricted roof structure, conditional use permit, and design review by the BPDA, since this is in a protection area. And actually, that does include going over the floor area ratio, but we were granted that relief by the zoning board on June 11, after which we filed our application to appear before you for design review of the structure to be built. Architect?
Yeah, let's just run here. Picture in front of you is the front of the house. It's an attached row house on Fallen Street. It's the second to the end of the block. The plan on the left here is the existing roof deck, which is set above the existing roof. There's a head house that leads up to it, the stairhead house. Towards the rear of the property or the top of this plan, there is an existing shed that was there prior to my parents moving in, mm-hmm. and is not really connected to anything else other than some plumbing in the house. It's just sitting on top of a roof deck. So our proposal is to build up an additional rooftop addition, which is around 529 square feet, I believe.
Yes.
And maintain some of the deck, as we're going to set back the front facade to line up with the neighbor's property. The neighbors on the left side of this plan have built a similar footprint of addition. The neighbors on the right have an existing roof deck with a similar stairhead house on top. The addition again is 529 square feet. The deck in front is in line with where the deck is right now, and the railing is in line with the neighbors to the left in this plan, which is 18 Fallen. So this is the existing conditions section. Again, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this works.
The red, there you go. Oh, but it's on the monitor. Yeah.
Got it. So the structure on top to the right in this drawing is the stairhead house, and the structure on top to the left in this drawing is that shed. So the left is the rear of the house. The right is the front of the house. What we're proposing to do is add this addition. The notes in this drawing, and you'll be able to see in your printed copies, show that the railing, the front eave height, and the peak height of the roof are all to be aligned with the neighbors at 18 Fallen Street. So those heights will match. Their roof shape was slightly different, but the goal behind this was to reduce visibility from the street. again, I don't know how many of you saw the mock-up.
Yeah, it is visible from across the street. When you stand on the sidewalk across from Pollen Street, you can definitely see the mock-up.
Mm-hmm. It's slightly visible from the front.
The mock-up is the building. The structure to be added?
Yes.
And okay. I have some pictures,
the
Richard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the railing?
No, just
the railing.
The railing.
Yeah.
Oh, just the railing.
Yeah.
The railing
okay.
is visible from the
okay.
opposite sidewalk.
Okay.
But not the top of the structure.
No, the top of the structure is visible from the sidewalk.
Visible.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Slightly.
So this is the existing elevations. Again, what you're seeing up there is that stairhead house and the shed. In these pictures, our property is in the center, and then you're seeing specifically the picture on the bottom right, you're seeing the addition next door on the right side of that photo.
Yep.
And then this would be the proposed elevations. Again, the elevation to the left, you're seeing an eave height that's even with the next door neighbor's eave height and a peak height to that roof that's even with their peak height, or their ridge height. And I think that is all we have.
That's it. So I'll show you guys some of the pictures that I took when I was on site. They're also in your packet if you want to take a look, like, just so everybody sees. So this is from Fallen Street, and this is slightly at an angle when you're looking at the structure. So if I'm not mistaken, and guys correct me if I'm wrong, the rail that we see here, the proposed rail, that's the new roof deck rail, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the...
Yes, this is the roof.
Existing.
It's actually lower than the existing
rail.
Right.
The existing.
Yeah.
Because the roof deck is raised up so high.
Right, and that's the standard 5 foot back that's recorded, that's required by the zoning code, right? How far back is the rail?
Existing or proposed?
The proposed.
So the two are in line with one another.
Okay.
I'm not sure of the exact setback of that rail, but it's definitely, it's in line with 18 Fallen Street.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's in line with our, they actually, I believe, were required to align their rail with our rail when they did their addition 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So ours stays in the same place.
Okay.
But lowers.
But, so right here, mm-hmm. you're saying that this is going to, will it be further back than this existing rail now?
No, it's going to be in plan. It is in the same place.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how tall is it? New rail?
It's going to be the 42 inches.
42?
Yeah.
And the rails on either side of you guys and actually going down the block are specific. I mean, they're very decorative.
Yeah.
They're unique to Fallen Street with that sort of wave to them. Are you going to replace the...
So our rail currently doesn't have that wave.
Mm-hmm.
I know our next door neighbors does, and or the next door neighbors at 22 Fallen do have the wavy
right.
rail.
And the ones
and
on the other side.
18, I believe, doesn't have the wavy rail.
So I can clarify that. So there's a decorative metal piece that belongs on the parapet wall on the structure. I'm sure if you look a little closer, it was removed at some point, and one of your neighbors does have it. The neighbors, I believe, to the left, if you're looking directly at the building,
mm-hmm.
To the left, they have a rail that almost has that simulated wave, but it's set back as a roof deck rail, so it just doesn't look right. So I think there's two separate items here. I can show you guys. I don't know if I have a picture of that, but I can bring it up on Google Maps.
Talking about this?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I thought that they might be talking about
the
rail.
So the building to the right has a railing on the parapet.
Yes. Yep.
That's what you're talking about, that one?
So
that
this
picture?
Is a decorative rail. That's not a, I don't think that's a roof deck rail, because they have that lattice work rail, correct? the people to the right of you.
18. Mm-hmm. You mean?
Yeah.
No, he's talking 16, about 22.
22. 22.
I haven't ever really noticed it.
Well, I'm gonna bring it up on Google Maps. We'll
okay.
Show you there.
22 is the house that abuts the park. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's the one
okay.
on the end.
It's pretty visible. Yeah.
It is visible. So
yeah.
You know, I didn't know that he was talking about this rail being.
Yeah, so they definitely, I know what you're talking about. They have the wavy rail, and it's right up against the front wall.
And I thought the one, I thought there were a couple of buildings heading toward St. Vital that also had that kind of wavy rail.
And those are original.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. But they're not roof deck rails. They're just decorative.
No, they're purely decorative, and they're right at the parapet wall, which would not be permitted by code according to today's
yeah.
standards. There would need to be an additional 5 foot setback for another rail.
Right. Okay.
I'll show you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting what you're saying now.
So it's just pure decoration.
Yep.
Unique to this street.
Very unique.
It is unique to Valenciana. I don't see it anywhere else.
Yeah. Hmm.
But not on the other
I
side.
I think I was
just
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, it's just when you look up, it's, and I think to Nick's point, because it's right on the edge,
yeah.
it's
oh, there it is
obvious.
Again.
All right, so this is a perfect example right here. So this is original right
here. Oh, okay.
Here.
That's,
okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is original.
Yeah.
And so is this.
Okay.
This also has a curve to it. Wavy, if you will,
yeah.
But this is not original. This is a roof deck rail. This
set
is
back.
Purely decorative. That's original to the structure,
yeah.
Right? So your property most likely had it, and so did the neighbors.
Wait, so we are that one.
This is you. So
I think
this one would have it, and so would this one.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm.
Lost in the action.
So
yeah.
In the history.
Got it. Okay, so right now that's not in the drawings,
but would you recommend reintroducing it because it clearly was original to those structures?
Yes, so I would recommend reintroducing that as a trade-off for the visibility of the top penthouse.
Mm.
So the height. With this rail here, it would probably come up to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then technically the visibility of the penthouse would then be below that.
Mm.
I see what
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then from my opinion, and of course it's up to you, but from my opinion, that would make the visibility a moot point.
Mm.
Because it's now below the decorative element wrought iron. And then behind that decorative wrought iron, you would have the roof deck rail,
which I
would recommend as a steel tension wire, because that way it would blend in with the sky, so that you would only see the metal wrought iron decorative that's right on the parapet wall.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you said you'd recommend that as a steel tension
rail. Wire. Yeah.
Wire. Okay.
For the deck rail.
Yeah.
Correct.
The deck rail, but
so
then you're only seeing one rail.
That decorative rail is the thing that makes people safe who might walk on the deck. And that tension wire.
So the
opposite.
It's the opposite. The decorative wrought iron would be a part of the facade. It would be just a decorative element, and the tension wire, what would be the roof deck rail that would protect you.
It's not one wire. It's lots of wires.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just you can see through it.
Right. You can see through it, so it's less visible.
Yeah.
And they typically run horizontal.
No, they have a steel rail, but I believe they only have one that is at the edge of like the occupiable part of like the deck.
So these people here,
it's sort of similar.
They have the decorative wrought iron on the front of the structure, and then set back is the rail. This rail back here, the one that's set back, what I would recommend as a tension wire, which.
Right.
Yeah. This is black right now. If it was tension wire and it's the stainless steel color, it would blend in whether it's a nice day or a cloudy day. Or
So that's a good idea.
Okay.
And that way we would restore some of the original details to the block.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And visually it keeps your eye
yep.
going horizontally across the block.
Sort of a shame these guys don't have it.
Right.
Well, if they come back with something similar, we'll be asking yeah. that as well.
They will.
Yeah.
They'll be watching us.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, now they'll be the only one with, like, you know, the
right.
gap right
yeah.
in the middle.
We'll persuade them.
We got a solution for you.
And I have a ton of references for wrought iron reconstruction if you need them. That's available.
Great.
That's,
yeah.
of course, if you approve it. Yeah.
Okay.
So would they have to, like, cast a mold of some sort from the...
They can do that, but I think it's also simple enough that it can just be created. Are you friendly with any of your neighbors?
Yeah.
Okay, they may allow you to go on the roof and
oh,
take a cast
will.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Can we look at the back?
We can look at the back,
yes.
Do you want to look at it via Google Maps, or do you want to look at it? The pictures that I have of the mock-up?
Well, I guess the picture
okay.
here is fine. Maybe,
this
maybe
is
that's...
one mock-up here. That's the mock-up.
Oh, that's
the
mock-up. Yeah.
There's
the
mock-up
oh, okay.
right there.
Yeah, a little droopier in that. In
yeah,
that,
okay.
it's not going to be both.
Right, so the top points of those
yeah.
are going to be.
Yeah.
But that is even with the other?
Right.
Yes, yeah.
yeah.
The
okay.
highest point is even with the highest point.
And it comes all the way out to the edge of the building, is that correct?
It's set back 6 inches with a reveal detail at the, if you look at the section drawing, it's probably, it's gonna be there sort of pretty small, but the idea being that it's set back slightly and then you have a 4-inch reveal at the bottom of that metal siding.
Oh, okay.
That creates kind of like a shadow line between the brick
good.
Facade and
mm-hmm.
the addition.
Okay.
And when we met for the advisory with staff, did we talk about materials for the...
We talked loosely about
yeah.
them. We've kind of changed our... idea about what it is, not
mm-hmm.
from metal to something else, but rather we had been thinking it was going to be copper. I think now we're really thinking kind of a dark gray standing seam metal siding.
Mm-hmm.
Similar
to the neighbors?
So the neighbors is actually copper.
Are they?
Really? It looks very dark in this
yeah.
photo, but
wow.
it looks brown from
yeah.
when you walk by it.
It
yeah.
does
looks,
brown.
It looked brown. I mean, it could
yeah.
have been
yeah.
a light hitting
yeah.
it, but it was definitely
right.
really
yeah,
dark.
It is copper. It started out much brighter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just, you know, from the roof deck, you actually see a lot of the properties across the street have gray standing seam metal sort of fixtures. I don't know. There's some of them are head houses. Some of them are stair, you know, just stair kind of pop-ups from the roof. And it just seemed to be more in line with, like, when you walk out of the addition, it's going to feel... maybe a little bit better, and,
yeah.
and I think there was also just people.
But it's quite similar to
it.
What's across the road.
Yeah.
All of those head houses on. That's
yeah,
the
across
Fallen.
Fallen.
Great.
Yeah.
Standing
yeah.
pretty common back
right.
there.
Yeah,
straight
yeah. there's like a 5-story building. What's that?
No, that's across that alleyway. There's the taller
yeah.
building, but there's a, the building across
Fallen.
Your street has
Fallen.
Mostly
Fallen.
Yeah.
yeah,
and Fallen is it's kind of a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Of
Yeah.
And I think one of the great
yeah.
one of the great features of this proposal is that the different geometric shapes will kind of break up the monotony of
mm-hmm.
the nonsense next door,
mm-hmm.
And it'll actually give it some shape and almost kind of cohesively kind of slowly scale back as the
as the
block proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what anybody was thinking when we approved those.
We're not going with anything yellow.
No. Perfect. I was going
to
recommend that. Yeah.
Everyone's popped on little bits.
Yeah.
So, Commissioners, how do you feel about the metal seamed? Do you like it?
I think personally, I think it's fine. I think there's so much of the gray seamed back in that neighborhood that. It's fine.
And do you think the way that they're proposing the design of the penthouse, is it reading as a separate addition and it's not conflicting with the original historic architecture? Because I feel like if you're going to add
yeah.
an addition to an old building, it should look like it's an addition, right, and not trying to mimic something that was already there, right? Yeah. Do you feel that they've adequately satisfied that, or?
How about windows? It's not a diagram with windows, right?
No, you'll see them in that elevation.
I think I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's distinctive.
And its face is not an alley, the back.
There is parking back there, and then there's the large Garrison Square building opposite, which is much newer construction.
God, you see how one Dalton really dominates.
I know. I was thinking that photo.
I call it the Death Star, because it's just so looming.
Yep,
that's us.
I'm just running for city council. I step in and observe.
Please, have a seat. I think we've addressed everything. We just want to make a
motion. Can we take a mock-up thing down?
Yeah.
I was just waiting for it to blow.
We want it to keep it there forever.
When you get home, you might not be able to get up on the roof in the rain.
Derek said he would come tomorrow. Okay.
So I know I'm fine with the recommendations.
Okay. I can make a motion, I guess, to approve the work as proposed with the addition, as recommended by staff, of the decorative railing on the parapet that matches the railing, or roughly matches the railing, in the building next door. The railing on the deck would be
tension wire. Stainless steel color?
Stainless steel color. Thank you.
I second.
Perfect. Public comment? No.
I'm here to public listen. Okay.
So the motion carries.
So just
did we need to? I'm sorry. Did we need to comment that the material on the back that would be, the black dark gray metal?
Well, I think we were okay with the dark gray, which was what you were proposing.
Okay.
I think we're fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
The motion carries.
Okay. Perfect. Great.
I will get you a letter tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming in and stay dry. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can send you some examples if you want to see some. Sure. All right. I'll send them to Mark so he can send them to you guys. Yeah. Okay. Next up is administrative items.
There's a few of those.
Nick, is there anything to note about any of the administrative ones?
No, they're all pretty standard. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the four administrative items.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And staff comment, meeting minutes I believe it was April.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember the step.
Yeah. By the way, they were able to lower that step in place, so they'll be keeping it there. Yep, she gave me a call.
In place, huh? Yep. I did see the step, and I noticed it was still original, and I didn't know if they cut it or...
They're gonna, I think the door at one point was smaller. There was some sort of wood surround. Oh. And so they'll be keeping it, though. So in the future, if they ever want to raise it again, they can do it. So,
yeah, it looks
good. Yeah. And the windows look fantastic if you've seen them. Yeah.
I haven't... It still has the stuff up, right?
Yeah. There was only a couple in when I walked by the other day, but they look great. Oh. So, yeah.
Good.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the April 17th St. Paul Architectural Conservation District minute.
I'll second.
Okay. Aye. And for staff comments, we did hire a new planner, but you're stuck with me, so you will not be seeing that new planner. And then we will be doing a round of community meetings coming in the near future, where we'll be looking at the guidelines to determine if anything needs to be changed. So be thinking about items that you feel like that we need to add to the district guidelines, maybe take off, stuff like that, so we can modify them and you know, make it easier for folks to go through. One of the things that Lee Steele brought to my attention was the commemorative memorial square plaques. We actually don't regulate them. Some districts do regulate them. Hmm. This one looks great. I believe it's on
Blackwood Street.
Yeah.
It just
popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's a great cause. It's honoring a World War II vet, but we want to be cognizant in the future to make sure that it's done tastefully and in line with the district. So in other districts, we do regulate street furniture and street signs. Mm. That might be something we want to have a say in to determine where it goes, what it goes on, you know, how it's mounted. So stuff like that is something. So just be thinking about that. I'll be sending out an email for everyone in the future. And we'll be organizing a community meeting to get that squared away.
Specifically in St. Paul?
It'll be every district, but we're going to start off with the small districts first.
Oh, okay.
Is
there anything that we might learn from having a conversation with some of the South End commissioners about what they do and what they don't do? Or is that like...
No, you can absolutely do that.
It's so complex.
We will have a joint meeting that you'll all be invited to, and you're welcome to attend, and it will be optional, where we'll discuss some of the challenges that the commissions have and how we can kind of work through those. So there's that. And and then the only other thing is we did get a nomination from the mayor that was accepted.
Oh.
So that'll be sent through, and all of your renominations were accepted as well. I think you're good. So you weren't renominated, but I think you have another year left, and you go through BLC, so we don't handle that. But so we'll be getting one new member, and I'm sorry, the name is on my phone, and it's recording right now, so I can't pull it up. But he's fantastic. He lives in the neighborhood. And yeah, so he'll be great. And then we'll be getting one additional BLC member. And that we haven't decided yet. I'm pulling for Susan Goganian.
Yeah.
Because she's my favorite, aside from you guys.
But that'll help us with quorum.
It'll help you with quorum. And if you won't have to feel guilty about, like, you know, needing to stay or skip a meeting or something.
Do
you
really
want
six people, though? Well, would that mean we need four?
Well, it's required by the legislation, and the mayor's office has been pushing for us to get everything filled because the community's been pushing him.
So the commission has seven seats. This commission.
Yeah, we'd want to have either five or seven.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 community members. And then, is it 2 BLC? I think it's 2 BLC, so 4, 5, 6. Or maybe it's 3 BLC.
Yeah,
I have to look.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Four has been a problem. 6 would be a similar problem, right?
Yeah.
5 or 7 is the right number, so that's...
Yeah. There must be 7 then, because the odd, right? Yeah, so maybe it's 2 new members for the BLC.
Okay.
But yeah, so we'll be pushing for that, and that'll make you feel guilt-free when you have to stay home.
We've been doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
preparing.
Have.
Yeah.
We've managed.
Yeah.
It can be tricky sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Other than that, I think we're good. So that's all I have for staff updates.
Okay.
the meeting's adjourned. Approximately 5:45.
Okay. 5:45, okay. All right, guys. Our meetings are usually longer, so.
I looked at it online.